Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Mike Cornell. I remember the solar eclipse of 2024. Well, how often will future generations of children and grandchildren hear us say that? Well, I don't know how much you got to see of it personally. When I awoke yesterday, the skies were clear, not a cloud in the sky, but by early afternoon, it clouded up here in Searing, and we weren't able to see much. But not to worry, there's plenty of video and pictures of the event to see. Well, during Spring Letter Month, a number of listeners expressed their appreciation for the music that our music director, Brian Hay, schedules. But even beyond that, Brian is very instrumental, no pun intended, in helping listeners find song information for music they heard on the station. Such was the case this past Saturday when Lynette emailed with this request: "I love your station. Today, Saturday, April 6th, driving home about 4 o'clock, there was a wonderful gospel song about water in the well playing. I only heard a portion of the song and I didn't catch the title. If it's at all possible, can you tell me the name of the song and maybe even who was singing? What little bit I heard was amazing. I'm pretty sure it was a gospel quartet, but I don't know which one. I would love to hear it again. Maybe I could even find the sheet music if I had the title. Thank you." To which Brian responded, "Lynette, thanks for your note. The song you heard was played on the Gospel Greats, 2-hour music program. I looked the song up. And the song you heard was Come to the Well and was sung by the Inspirations. It's from their album, The Legacy Continues." Well, I appreciate Brian going the extra mile to research that information for listeners. We get several requests like that every week, and we're happy to answer when we can. Well, some have asked why we don't have a list of songs played on our website. It is something we're working on. We're also working on a new streaming provider, which will mean a different player, and I've been able to see the new player, and one of its features is the ability to see what songs and programs aired in the recent past. Well, that's a work in progress, and hopefully will be available to everyone very soon. Well, thanks for listening. Thank you for writing. We appreciate hearing from you. Our mailing address, WRVM, Box 212, Searing, Wisconsin, 54174. That's Box 212, Searing, Wisconsin, 54174. You can visit us online at WRVM.org. For the Manager's Desk, I'm Mike Cornell.